You're listening to Connecting Faith. So have you signed up yet to be in the drawing for the She Reads Truth Bible giveaway? We're giving one away each week here for the next 2 weeks on Faith Radio, and you can sign up right now at myfaithradio.com. It's myfaithradio.com, and let's find out more about the She Reads Truth Bible. We're going to talk in the next few minutes with Amanda Bible Williams. That is actually her real maiden name. It is Bible, but Amanda is the co-author of the study, Open Your Bible, God's Word is for You and for Now, and the book, She Reads Truth, Holding Tight to Permanent in a World That's Passing Away. But what we want to focus on is a new source of help and hope called the She Reads Truth Bible, and it just released, and Amanda serves as one of those content people in this, and we're excited to learn more about it. Amanda, welcome. Do you have to answer the question all the time about, is Bible really part of your name?
I do answer that question a lot. I think a lot of folks assume that it is a nickname, so it is not. Like, rest assured, I have not given myself the nickname Bible. it was my maiden name. It was my daddy's last name, and so I'm proud to carry it. But it is a little bit, it has become a little bit more ironic as the years have gone on.
Sure. Well, you'll have to fill me in a little bit, and maybe a number of listeners aren't familiar, although it's growing. A couple of years ago, you started reading God's Word together and stayed connected through a hashtag, and that's kind of how it all blossomed, right?
That's exactly right. It's almost been 5 years now since that day that hashtag first appeared on Twitter, and it was simply a handful of women. They were strangers, except for the internet, you know, so they wanted to read God's Word together and decided to do a reading plan together using the YouVersion app, which we're still fans of. We're fans of any tool that gets people in the Word. And so they read a reading plan together. They used hashtag SheReadsTruth, and thousands of women just sort of echoed, like, me too. I want to read God's Word every day, and I need direction and accountability and community for that. And so I was one of those me toos. And then soon we began creating our own reading plans because we sort of ran out of ones that we wanted to do, and then crowdfunded an app so that we could format the reading plans the way that we wanted to and put our content out there for our she's, as we call them, who read truth with us every day. And it has just grown from there. So we're about to celebrate our fifth birthday of women reading God's Word together every day. And it has just been the most astounding journey just to sit on the front row and watch what God is doing just through His Word.
You know, to have, you know, opportunities to read and study together, this grew into, as you said, we like to kind of come up with our own Bible reading plans because we sort of ran out of ideas and taking others. So is that kind of how the She Reads Truth Bible ended up getting created and developed?
That's exactly right. So what we do here at She Reads Truth is we create Bible reading plans. So we will read through books of the Bible, or we'll go through seasons of the church calendar, or read through a biblical topic. But really what we love to do most is just read through books of the Bible, and we pull in, we'll read straight through. For example, we'll be starting the book of James soon, and we'll read straight through the book of James. But as we go, we'll pull in supplementary passages from the Old and New Testament to give just a bigger, just a holistic picture of Scripture as a whole and as one story of God's love and the gospel. And so we have tools that we have come to use regularly in the process, in the reading plans and key verses and timelines and charts and different things. And so the Bible, the She Reads Truth Bible, is sort of all of those tools that our community has grown to love in one place. And the goal is simply to invite them into Scripture and to equip them to study and read Scripture for themselves.
Well, and not just tools, because that sounds sort of academic, but it's actually, it's amazing in its beauty and design, too. I mean, just say a bit about that. This is not just seminary level, you know, textbook, right? Bible study.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, because that is so true. One of the things that we hear over and over that draws women to the She Reads Truth community is just the beauty of the design. We have an amazing creative team, and the design is very high design. It's really well executed. And so in creating this Bible, we just realized that, you know, while there are so many, you know, why another Bible, we've been asked, because when you go to, you know, the Bible section of a bookstore, there are a lot of choices. But even so, we weren't seeing our community really represented there aesthetically. And so our design team, their heartbeat is just to give the inherently beautiful gospel, God's word, the aesthetic beauty that it deserves. And so that is what we seek to do. In this Bible, there are 5 covers to choose from. There are some linen hard covers that are beautiful with like gold foil on them. And then there's a really good leather. And so we really do. The Bible is full. The She Reads Truth Bible is full of, there's a key verse for every book of the Bible. And there's key verse art that given to represent that verse, and color is used throughout as a wayfinding tool to represent the genre for each book. It's just really beautifully done, and I can say that because I had nothing to do with the design.
Well, I know, Amanda, you do a lot of writing, content creation, and there are 189 devotional readings in there. So say a bit about that. You know, and I guess, you know, if you're a devotional writer, how do you pick? I mean, you could pretty much turn any page of the scriptures and say, well, I could write something about this.
Yeah, so the reason that we included devotionals, it's a similar reason as to why we offer those when we're doing our reading plans with the She Reads Truth community. And it is, they're not presented as a way to really interpret the scripture so much as just to model a woman honestly engaging with scripture. And so the focus is always back on scripture and not the writer, and is really gives an opportunity for scripture to interpret scripture, which is something that we're really passionate about. And so our hope in including the devotionals is that they are kind of a doorway, an invitation for women to enter the text and you know, have their attention just redirected back to the gospel and to the text itself. And yeah, that, you know, that's challenging. It's challenging as a writer to it's a good personal exercise, honestly, to read scripture and to reflect on it, but to come back, you know, to intentionally bring it back around, not to me or to the moral of the story, so to speak, but bring it back around to who God is, his character, what Jesus has accomplished on the cross. And so that's what we hope those devotionals do. And there are a lot of them, and they correlate with the reading plan. So hopefully those are helpful.
Amanda, say more about the need for honest engagement with the Word. I mean, I think sometimes we can get, well, I didn't read my Bible today, or, I don't have time, or I'm reading, but I'm not really reflecting. What does it mean to honestly engage? And what would be your encouragement for someone that knows that there's more that they could get out of a connection with God's Word?
Gosh, that is such a good question. And honestly, that is the entire foundation of the She Reads Truth community itself, is that, first of all, you are not alone. If you're a woman listening to this who know, you know, you desire to be in God's Word more, but you maybe don't know where to start or feel ill-equipped or just have a hard time making time for it. I just think that, you know, it's important that, first of all, that we're honest about those things, so that we don't look around and think, you know, it's tempting to look around and think, well, everyone else seems to be getting it right and I'm getting it wrong. And that's just not true. We have, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of women around the world who read scripture with us every day, and they do that through She Reads Truth because they need accountability. They need encouragement to be in God's Word. It's not that we're the ones that have it all figured out. It's that, no, we are desperately forgetful people, and we need to be reminded of who God is and of the gospel. And so the first thing I would say is that you're not alone, and you are welcome. Like, this book, scripture, was given by God to us for us to read and learn about him. It is not about us. It's about God, but we're in the story, and it is about what Jesus has done for us and the hope that we have. And so as far as honestly engaging, I think it starts there. And then just to know, I think it's important that we as, you know, the devotional writers, for example, engage with Scripture honestly so that for those same reasons, because we need the gospel just as much as the person reading those words. We are not writing it because we have nothing more to learn. We are writing it as a way to learn and to dig into Scripture. And I just think that's, I think that's a really important distinction.
Well, I hope that that many others will join this passionate and engaged community, and we are grateful for the new resource, She Reads Truth Bible. If people want to just get plugged into She Reads Truth, Amanda, what do you recommend?
Well, there are a couple of ways. There is an app that is beautiful, user-friendly, functional, and it is simply called She Reads Truth. And then there's also our website, shereadstruth.com, and our reading plans are always free there on the website. You can join in the current plan or, you know, go back and do a past plan on, you know, on your own, at your own pace, but you're always welcome. There's also a way to subscribe to a daily email there on the website where we just send it straight to you. And so there are a lot of ways to engage. We have a very active and passionate Instagram community. That's a fun place to start as well. So I would say app and website, and then just jump in. We'd love to have you.
Amanda Bible Williams is Chief Content Officer of She Reads Truth, author and part of putting together this wonderful new resource, She Reads Truth Bible, just came out. Amanda, great to visit with you. Blessings to you and the ministries that continues to grow and impact women all around the world.
Thank you so much, Neil. Thanks for having me.